This is Kuza Conversations with Chris, and I'm excited to bring you another episode with President and CEO of Westwater Resources, Chris Jones. Westwater Resources is a premium quality producer and supplier of battery materials made right here in the United States. On Kuza Conversations with Chris, we discuss how Westwater Resources is supplying the energy of the future. On this unique episode of Kuza Conversations with Chris, we will be highlighting a unique interview that Chris Jones did with Christine Corrado from Proactive New York. We get into the feasibility study that is expected to be finished mid-year of 2021. Also, what the customer landscape looks like for Westwater, and talking a bit about the construction project expected to begin at the end of this year. Let's hop into the interview between Christine and Chris Jones, the CEO of Westwater Resources.
Hello, and thanks so much for watching Proactive New York. I'm Christine Corrado. Joining me right now is Christopher Jones from Westwater Resources. Chris, great to meet you. How are you?
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Chris, I know you are in the green energy markets, mainly producing graphite. Can you give us an introduction to the company?
Well, you bet. We've been around for 40 years. This company was originally formed up as a uranium producer, and we transitioned into the graphite business over these last 24 months to take full advantage of a growing market, of course, and to give us an expansion platform.
So you mentioned the uranium assets. Can you maybe talk about why you sold them off? Why not keep their uranium assets and the graphite business as well?
You bet. It's a matter of focus and energy as much as anything else. The uranium business for us has some long-term potential for sure, and we kept an ownership position in Encore Energy and some royalties back as part of the sale, but our active involvement at this point is down to zero. And we're kind of counting on Encore to do what they said they were going to do with those assets going forward. Really importantly for us, though, is the near-term potential for graphite, batteries, electric vehicles, and all the buzz that goes around that.
Yeah, so tell me more about your Coosa graphite project. What stage is it in right now?
We are right now getting ready to commission our feasibility study on the project itself. We've been running a pilot plant. It's producing material right now for later samples, as a matter of fact, to our prospective customers. But we've staffed up. We've got two guys relocating to Alabama here in right now as we speak. And we're developing that business through the feasibility study, which is due to be finished at mid-year. And then we'll begin construction by the end of 2021. We're pretty excited.
What is really the market potential for graphite? Obviously, electric cars are gaining in popularity, but what can you tell us about that?
We're in all battery spaces, but the most romantic of the three is obviously electric vehicles. We see lithium-ion batteries growing at about a 23% annual growth rate. You might see a Tesla coming down the road. I see 800 pounds of batteries and 200 pounds of graphite.
Are there any, I'm not sure if you can speak about this, but are there any potential offtake agreements you already have in place or anyone that you've been speaking with?
We've been speaking with most battery manufacturers right now. It's early days, and it's a little too soon to talk about offtake agreements. But along with the lithium ion battery space, where the electric vehicle romance and growth really lives, we're also in the alkaline power cell and lead acid batteries. Lead acid batteries are the largest single battery market in the world. And half of all batteries sold are lead acid, and they're not going away. They need to power the 98% of the vehicles that are on the road right now that are not electric. But in addition to that, alkaline power cells like those in the smoke detector where that may be in the office where you're doing this call, or running various devices around the house that don't require rechargeable batteries. Well, you know, that's a 10 billion unit per year market. And there's a gram of graphite in every one of those batteries. So we're servicing all three, lithium ion, alkaline power cell, and lead acid.
So in terms of news flow looking into this year, 2021, what should investors be expecting in terms of milestones? Obviously, you have the pilot plant, but what should investors be really expecting here?
Well, the pilot plant is really the very nearest term catalysts that we can count on. We'll be talking about the materials it's made, the success we've had. You'll also get the potential catalysts around the advancement of our feasibility study, progress points along that through mid-year. And then, as a result of the feasibility study, once we start construction, construction milestones are those kind of concrete things, no pun intended, that, we'd really want to be talking about as we went along.
Great. Well, looking forward to it, Chris. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Christine. Appreciate the time on your part, too.
Thank you for joining Kuza Conversations with Chris. We release new episodes every 2 weeks, so subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. To get up-to-date news and find more resources, please also subscribe to our newsletter by clicking on the link in the show notes. Kuza Conversations with Chris is a product of Westwater Resources. If you're interested in what's happening in the green energy industry, please also subscribe to our other podcast, Green Energy Supply Secrets. Thank you again for joining us today. Until next time.